Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's September 8th, 2021, and this is episode number 148 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process, and I want to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we're talking about the relationships that are important to your business. We kicked off the theme yesterday by asking where your clients come from. Who refers them to you? Hopefully, you have a number of sources for project leads, but year in and year out, referrals are a major source of clients for almost every architect. So if a lot of your projects are being referred to you by past clients or family members or real estate agents, that's great. But what if all those leads aren't great leads? How can we help referral partners help us? I said it yesterday and I'll say it again. If people are sending you potential clients, they want to help you. So help them help you. Help them understand exactly who you're looking for in a client. Beyond that, though, we developed an interesting list of people that refer clients to architects. Maybe you can add to that list. If you missed yesterday's episode or our conversation on either the Clubhouse app or our live stream, or if you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 147. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I still encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a community and a supportive community of architects just like you. It's a wonderful thing. And if this sounds intriguing to you, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep exploring the relationships that are important to your business. Relationships are a popular topic in the Entree Architect community, but networking isn't always popular, or at least the idea of actually going out and committing the act. So let's stick with relationships. Today's question is, what kinds of relationships are important to your business? Maybe this question opens up the idea of your network a little bit. Coming off of yesterday's conversation, the first people that may come to mind are your referral partners, those people that refer clients to you. But I'll bet there are others that are important to your success as well. I'm thinking mentors or accountability partners, maybe consultants and partners like engineers or code consultants or QC partners. If you have 1099 employees, those relationships have to be important. Last week, we talked a lot about building the right team, whether that's framers or an outsourced construction documents team. Those team members seem like important relationships to me. Who else? I'm sure I've left a few people out. What kind of relationships or who are the people that help your business succeed? And as I say that, it dawns on me that the relationships that are important to your business may not always be about your success. Relationships are a two-way street, so we need to keep that in mind. What are the relationships that are important to you, no matter the goal? Share your list with us this morning at 9 a.m. in our coffee talk on the Clubhouse app, or this afternoon in today's Context and Clarity conversation at 4 p.m. Eastern in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.